We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're at the Army-Navy Radio Row as the game is tomorrow, and it's a great event in this city. And you see the cadets and the midshipmen walking around town. And it's a huge game. If you've never been to the game, it's a lot of fun. And we're going to have one of the all-time all-timers in Roger Staubach coming over here in a couple minutes. In fact, being here, they give us a replica Army-Navy helmet and then a football. Now, I'm not an autograph guy, and I've never been, Ike.
Yeah.
But the fact that Roger's coming over here and we have these items, we both are kind of like, oh, where's that Sharpie?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, yeah.
I'm going to get something signed.
I'm getting this football signed, and Ike's getting the helmet signed.
For sure.
He is.
For sure. I like the greats.
I'll
do greats, Hall of Famers. I don't give a damn what team you played for or any of that. You think if LT was sitting here, you think I'm not? I'll be all in the iPhone selfie. LT, take a selfie with me.
Yeah,
hate the Giants, but I don't care. That's LT.
LT's LT. One of the all-time greats. You're right. So we're talking about Heisman. We're talking about Super Bowl. We're talking about.
I will not be taking a picture with Desmond Howard. Well, I will not be getting Desmond Howard's autograph.
He's not an all-time.
No, he's not. And he went to Michigan.
Now, if Desmond wanted to put his autograph on your helmet here,
no,
would you allow it?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Should I try to get him to do it?
And then watch me snatch it back from him? Like, no, there'll be no Wolverine on this.
Well, we know that the Eagles and the Cowboys have already had one of their games this season. And then last game, I don't know if it's going to matter or not. I don't know if anybody really can. The win last night by the Falcons really hurts a team like the Cowboys and the Packers. But joining us right now is
honored.
Not many times that I say I'm honored to talk to a guest, but Roger Staubach joins us here live at Army Navy Radio Row. An honor for both of us to talk to you, Roger. Thank you.
Okay, John. Thank you. Yep, it's fun to be here. This I'm nervous already for the game. So
nervous? Oh, I thought you were nervous to talk to us.
Well, that's just,
What does this game mean to you when you look back in the rivalry over the course of the years and back in Philadelphia? What does this game mean to you?
Well, you know, my wife and I were just talking. You know, the 1962 was my first time to start in the Army Navy game. President Kennedy was here, and we had a really great game, and I had a really good game, and she was there. We weren't married yet, so we were married when I graduated, but we walked around Philadelphia that night, and it was the most excited I've ever been, even to this day, professionally or not, of winning a football game. It was when we won that game, and the Philadelphia, I guess it's Philadelphia Inquirer, the newspapers on the stand, and showed Navy beats Army, and
showed you probably.
Well, I don't like to talk about it. I ran for two and passed for two, so I got a little publicity, and I'm thinking, oh my Lord, look at this, And she was dating some doctor at the time, and then she went out, came to the Army Navy game, and so if I hadn't run for two and passed for two, she would have married that doctor probably. But
that's pretty tough to beat, like doctor or Roger doing that.
So we were just really just talking about that today and how excited we were in 1962 at the Army Navy game. Yeah,
it's been a lot of years since then, but still to this day, when you walk around town this weekend, it's great to see the younger people, the cadets and the midshipmen walking around. It's their first real break that they have to go out and enjoy themselves. And it's so special, and it's special to be in this city. It's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, also, and you see all these young people walking around, these men and women, they care about us. I mean, that's why they're there, to protect this country. And it's kind of a little bit of a wacko world right now, and who knows what's going to happen down the road. But we got these men and women that are going to be the leaders to make sure that we are protected. And that's something special about that. And in the walk on, the march on there's definitely an added dimension to the Army Navy game when you look at the both teams as far as what they're going to do after football.
Yeah.
Well, we know how much this game means to you, and it's great to see that the city of Philadelphia has somewhat fondness. You have a fondness for the city from that aspect.
Oh, man, yeah.
But I would imagine those Cowboys-Eagles days, you probably have a different feeling about the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, they hated us back then.
Back then?
Yeah. You know, we I don't know, Tex Schramm or somebody got this America's Team thing. You know,
right.
That, yeah. So we were coming the first year that came out, America's Team, so the people were making fun of us and, the press. And so when we came to Philadelphia, they had an article in there, hey, America's Team's coming to town, everything else. And so, we didn't like that as players,
Right.
Oh.
I like it now since I'm not playing. We are America's Team.
Put a bullseye on your back.
Yeah.
Right?
But so I played in the game. And I get Bill Berge was a middle linebacker, and he blitzed and hit me and knocked the wind out of me. And I'm laying there on the ground, and he didn't knock me out, but he did knock the wind out of me, and I had a hard time there for a second. So he comes over there, grabs my hand, pulls me up, and said, Take that, America's quarterback.
So that was at Franklin Field? This was early in your career?
That was in Philadelphia, and yeah, that was at the old field. Well, the first two, I guess it wasn't.
And then it was the vet a few years into your career.
Yeah.
69 was your first year with the Cowboys.
69, and so we were at Franklin for maybe a couple years then.
And then vet.
The vet, yeah.
Yeah, and Ike played at the vet. Mm-hmm. And it was.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't back then.
Oh, you had that AstroTurf was on, it was like half an inch on asphalt. It was one of the worst fields in the wasn't Ike?
Yes.
You got to admit that.
Imagine you played on it in the 70s. It was still there in the 90s into the 2000s.
You know the thing that really kind of helped me that they didn't hate me as much is because of the Army Navy game.
There you go.
Of course.
There you go.
Because I played the Army Navy game in Philadelphia.
That's right.
And so there were some people. That Staubach he's not the biggest jerk as he should be. So being a cowboy, So there really was. There was, even though they still yelled at me and stuff, I think the Army-Navy game helped me through the...
For sure. They recognize the fact that you're serving the country, and they'll put that over the fact that
exactly.
You play for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I had a break on that.
Yeah.
If this was Romo sitting here, we would take flack for talking to you and being nice to you.
Exactly.
But with you, everybody appreciates it. So you're a Cincinnati kid?
Cincinnati, Ohio, yeah.
So
Cincinnati, Ohio, Reese.
How about that? Wow.
How much has – we know football's changed a lot, but when you watch the NFL today, there's a lot of suspensions recently with hits, a lot of fines and things like that. It must be difficult to play the same game that you played and Ike played today without worrying about things that happen in the game. When you watch the game, what's your takeaway from the NFL in 2017?
Well, the force equals mass times acceleration. That's a formula I used to plug at the Navy. I used to plug with the slide rule, by the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, guys are bigger and faster today. So the rules, like when I ran, and if I tried to slide back in the old days, and I ran quite a bit, and I did slide, you could still spear me.
Right.
On the ground. So today, if you slide, so they're doing some things, but guys are bigger and faster. And I don't know why all of a sudden there's been a mean streak in some players here recently.
I know, right? Yes.
When you watch it, what are they thinking?
Last month, they've gone crazy in the NFL. Yeah. A lot of fights.
On their bennies or something? What is it? No, really. I mean, but the game, the way it's played right now, they are trying to protect you can't go helmet to helmet and do stuff like that. And
right.
And if you do get a concussion, you might sit out for 2 weeks because the brain has to heal. But back in the old days, you went back in as soon if you.
How many fingers do I have up, Roger?
Right. So you don't know if your brain healed or not. So it was,
right.
So now they're doing the right things. But I mean, I still love watching football. So
we can't let Roger Staubach get out of here without asking you about the Heisman Trophy this weekend, right? This is a big weekend for you as well. Are you heading up? For the ceremony?
No, I'm staying with – we got a lot of friends here. So
okay, you got a lot going on.
The ceremony's actually Saturday night, but Monday's the big dinner. I went to that a few times.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
They'll announce the winner tomorrow night. Yeah.
Are you allowed to give thoughts on it?
I guess. I mean, nobody's told me not.
Yeah, man. Well, who do you think?
Who wins
think?
It?
Well, he's in a similar position that I played.
Okay.
And so that narrows it down.
Sure. It's normally one of them
maybe
every year,
maybe in the state
right?
of Oklahoma?
Their state their state is associated with Texas to some degree.
Okay. I like Baker. Baker Mayfield.
We got you.
Yes.
One last question before, and I know you got to run because your time's short. Have you seen Carson Wentz, the Eagles quarterback, play a lot? What are your thoughts
on him? Oh, man, he's going to be, you know, coming through last year. He reminds me of Aikman. You know, Aikman's first year, he got, you know, you step into it, it's like it's a new deal. But the really, really good ones adjust, and Wentz is really going to be a good one. He's playing great this year, and he's going to be around a long time. So that's not good for the Cowboys.
The Cowboys have a quarterback, though. Looks pretty good down there.
Dak is very good.
As long as he has all his weapons around him.
We have a quarterback. Dak is a good man, and you still need people around you. But Wentz is he's definitely going to be, he's a heck of a player.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun in the NFC East for the
years
to
come. As good as Ron Jaworski.
Jaws would love to hear you say that. Roger Staubach.
Yeah, Jaws is a good guy.
Yes, he is.
And I'm gonna text him and say that you said that, too. He'll be very happy to hear that.
Fantastic.
Roger, you're a gentleman and an inspiration. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Ike. Good seeing you, man. Thank you very much.
Yep. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.